The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha ha ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Drab T-Shirt.
This is Matt Valdez.
You are listening to Bit Season, episode 155.
Well, yeah, 155. We had a discussion about that today.
Hey, we got a lot of expectations to live up to today after last week's hot episode. I got a lot
of
compliments.
What do you mean hot episode?
I got a lot of compliments this past week about how everybody was loving last week's episode.
What did we do last week? What's a quick little synopsis? We talked about your fight with John,
yeah,
right?
I think people really like the John DePompa stuff.
People, you know what? People like fights. They just love confrontation.
And the P1 chat is hot. I mean, people
I know the resumes.
Part of it. The resumes are coming in.
Hey, we're still accepting resumes.
Keep sending them. I'm seeing them. I see your DMs.
Yeah, I love the resumes.
We're going to have to start it for sure.
I think you're right. And that's something that we can do very easily.
Yeah. Exclusive P1 chat. Unless your name is DePompa. Hey, I haven't heard from John in over a week. He gets in his feelings.
Oh.
Remember that one time he called in and he made that zing about EB being oblivious?
Yes,
and
I remember
EB
that
was
very,
saying,
very much.
And then he was like, how am I oblivious? Yeah. What do you mean? And then John
kind of
stopped calling in for the Dave Richard bit.
He kind of like was fumbling and stumbling, explaining why he was oblivious. I think John's description of Eric is you just go through life oblivious.
Yeah.
And that didn't really hit. And then he kind of...
John tucked his tail between his legs and disappeared for about six months.
He went on a darkness retreat.
I think he's on another retreat. Sefer, I know that you're kind of stabbing me in the back a little bit. I know you're texting John on the side.
I haven't
like you guys
him.
Have a special relationship.
I don't.
And so there's a part of me knows that you're gossiping a little bit about me.
I am not. Speaking of gossiping, John was telling me.
See, sniff that out.
John was telling me that this P1 chat is all it is gossip about the show, about the guys, about me, about everyone. Just joning on everyone.
Do you see what he's doing?
He's turning us against each other.
Yeah, he's playing one side against the other. I've already said we talk about the guys in there.
Look at this text. Look at that text. That's a long text.
That's a five paragraph essay right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so he wrote me an essay. He was defending himself.
Why don't you share some of that?
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea what that says.
All right.
Be bold here.
Okay.
Don't skip over anything.
Okay, December 5th. 3:27, he said, just for the record, Matt, you, Drab, lied about the whole chat.
What? I read it. I literally read it word for word.
I said, he said, we spent the morning calling Kicks gay for saying canker sore.
Somebody said that. I didn't even respond to that.
So, and then he said you were in your feels about the HTTR guys. And then you directed conversation about Jaden. And I said, that was a bombshell. That's all I said was, that's a bombshell. So now he's ricking me. I know. For the record, I just want to let you know, I always have your back because we're on the same team. So just
appreciate that.
I let you know that. I feel like Drab is kind of fluid and will go with the wind. But I will always have your back even when you're wrong because we are colleagues. We are teammates.
Appreciate that. But I'm not wrong.
But
remember, I started the whole thing with the Scott Gammon. I just dropped that in there and said he gets radio. And then John responded to that with his Jane Daniels breakdown of Drab.
Okay. Then he said, I said, that's a bombshell. He said, maybe lie wasn't the right word. Okay. Yeah. All right. But he was fairly disingenuous.
He loves that word, disingenuous.
And misquoted me. Nobody went to the group chat for sports. I promise you, the last thing I wanted to do was talk Jaden there. We've been chatting for a year. Wow. That thing's been going on for a year?
Uh-huh.
And never talk sports once. The chat was to Joan and Mock the Junkies and occasionally you, as in me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is, oh my God, this is, all right. So now he's explaining, now he's explaining HGTR guys to me. And then at the end of all of this, he says, I kind of feel bad. I ruined the chat for Richmond, John, and Blake. It seemed like the chat means a lot to, Richmond, John, especially. And I said, maybe he snapped because it's true. He said, you snap. And so
I had a crash out.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeding into it. And then he says, I know Drab, been listening to him on the radio for over 15 years.
he's going to give me the psychological breakdown from a listener.
And he said, he's a performer and knows what he's doing. And I said, your chat sounds very Mean Girls-esque. And then I said, this is, you want to know, I gave him my advice. I said, you should apologize to Drab and be the better man. I do it all the time to him. That's what I said.
I don't remember any apologies from you.
I've done that before. I said, he let my Dave Richard call ring forever today. So my guess is you didn't pick up on him when he was calling for that. And I said, we argue or fight about something I know I'm right about all the time, and I just say I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, you guys are tag teaming me.
Well, I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get the band back together.
I'm not offended. You're doing your job.
And then he goes, you answer junkies instead of your typical Hey John.
Yeah.
That really tells it. And then I asked him, are you both going through a shtickvorce? And he says yes, and I'm stuck with the kids, RJ and Blake.
Yeah. Well, RJ and Blake will be in the new P1 chat. Along with EB Hate has sent a nice application in. Okay. JC Toro.
Oh, well, JC's grandfathered in.
Yeah, well, there are a couple of guys. I forget off the top that have applied.
I know. I see the
app.
When you send an application form, I mean.
Oh, Dennis.
Yeah. I saw Dennis's. When you send anything application form, it will automatically get our eyeballs. So.
Yeah. If you spend an hour typing something up to me, you probably can get in the P1 chat. All right, Valdez, what do you think of the show so far this week? Sans JP? It's always a little different.
Well, we saw JP today.
I know. JP came in to cut commercials for Sam Weiner on his vacation. I don't know why. That shouldn't happen.
That's not necessary for him to do. Sam screwed up somehow. And JP had to...
guilted JP into it, said he's going to lose the deal if he doesn't come in.
And JP's so worried about losing a deal or making sure that money right.
Yeah, got to get that cash check.
That he'll bend over backwards for a sponsor. I will say that. He was ricking me today because he came in here smoking and joking when we're all working and trying to do a show, talk about Lily Phillips getting gangbanged.
I know. That's right when he came in today, and he's like talking to Mike Marr while you're talking on air. So your microphone's on. Yeah, he's standing 2 feet away from you.
Screaming.
Flaming about commercial reads to Mike Marr, who does not care at all about JP's commercials.
JP was doing that.
Not my department,
that.
JP.
The psychology behind it is JP was trying to get noticed so that someone would set him up so he could do it, so he could get out of here quickly. When we were in the middle of playing audio for a segment and let's be honest, Eric might need a little help with a sex segment because Jason will sit there kind of quietly.
Yeah, we'll no sell it.
We'll no sell it. And then
Cakes is a prude.
And Cakes is a prude. So he kind of needs our help to help carry it.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't just abandon my post to go.
Yeah, it was ricking us a little bit.
Turn on a studio for
today.
JP. It wasn't ricking me, but he was ricking me because he was trying to hurry us up along.
Hey, since ricked is the phrase of the day, we've each said it a few times already.
Yeah.
Did it rick you at all last week when those two guys came in on Friday? Nice guys. Rob? I forget that guy's
name.
They
were brothers and he didn't look like brothers.
Yeah, and one of them, Rob was wearing the Bit Season
shirt.
Yes. Super nice guys.
Yes.
When they told the audience that we trash JP all the time on Bit Season.
No, because it is true.
Is JP the number one target? See, I feel like we talk about Eric the most, but JP maybe the most harshest? Because we have said, at least I have said on the show, I'm not talking about JP anymore. How many times have I made that stance? And then it lasts like 2 weeks.
Your boycott lasts about a day.
But I think we're pretty hard on Eric, too.
I think we're hard on Eric.
But we also glaze Eric probably the most.
Yeah.
And so, but we are really mean about Eric a lot of times.
You know what? It's also recency effect. Because didn't we just do something about JP that...
Yeah.
So he listened to it on the ride in. By the way, props to him for wearing a Bit Season shirt right in front of the junk. It kind of gets me sized.
Yeah. Let us know where your loyalty lies.
You know what else I get sized for?
Huh.
This sizes me, not ricks me, is when everyone's sending their Wrapped and they have Bit Season ahead of the junkies for their listening.
Yeah, they're still coming. I love to see that. It's incredible.
But we've had a lot of people coming by the studio. I feel like in the last couple weeks.
I know we had two groups in here today. We had a guest, and then we had some people shadowing Valdez, some friends
and
of
you
his, and me a little bit. But I like the in studio guests. It kind of loosens things up a little bit.
And D was amazing. I felt like D had stories like he couldn't tell when he was the NFLPA president. I guess it would get him in trouble. He's a lot more loosey goosey with his son in law.
Hey.
Future son-in-law.
Future son-in-law. To the junkies P1s, all right, who have commented about D. Smith over the years, we know, all right? We hear you. We've known for a long time, okay? But D was pretty good on the show yesterday because he was able to open up a little bit about the owners now that he's no longer.
What do you mean we know? Are you trying to tell them?
We know. We know your feelings on D. Smith in studio. I don't want to say it because I don't want the audio out there. Someone's saying I said something. I'm just saying I hear you. We know. D's not going to be on the Christmas show. You don't have to worry.
I see how Eric acts around him.
Yes. he will not be on the Christmas show, but Eric wanted him to come in and it was something with his son-in-law. He wanted to surprise him. So, we threw him a bone, but actually I did like his appearance yesterday.
I thought it was one of these,
the story about Jerry Jones was really good, or what he said about Jerry and some of the other owners.
I like
not
that.
Bad.
Yeah. He actually, he is in a position where he can say that now and not get in trouble. Speaking of, the show, what is going on with the guys and their irrational fear of this Altcast coming up on Monumental Sports Saturday?
EB has said a few times, I know what I'm doing, right?
Okay.
You know, it's my way of promoting the show. That's what he keeps telling me. Because he goes, I know you don't like it, but it's my way of promoting the show. Now, look, who am I to tell Eric how to promote something, right?
Right.
Like, he's his own guy. He knows what he's doing. He's very successful. If that's the best way he feels like I can get the most eyeballs on it or get people into it, looking for a train wreck, more power to him. That's not how I necessarily do it.
Hey, people do slow down to watch a car crash.
Yeah, but I think you're setting yourself up a little bit for failure because people wouldn't be thinking otherwise. Like, oh, the guys are nervous or they're struggling or they don't know what to say here.
Maybe
if you were just like, this thing's going to be cool. We're going to have a great experience, something new for us. Make sure you check it out.
Is it a bad signal to Monumental that if you're reading between the lines, he's basically saying the bar is so low.
Yeah, he's setting the bar low
so that it will be successful.
Don't expect
no matter
us
what.
To be as good as Tarek and JP Finley.
So why doesn't he just come out and say that?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. Maybe he kind of is.
Don't they understand that the deck is stacked for them?
I just
like who's going to check out the Altcast? Fans of the Junkies, the Caps hardcores. This is the problem is that they got so in their feels when they're in the booth promoting Table Manners with Joe B and Locker. They got so in their feels about the criticism. Of that.
Well,
it rocked them to the core about Caps fans.
Now, I have always had the long belief that whenever that was 12 years ago, that was their own doing.
Well, of course it was their own doing.
Well, Eric was drunk.
I know.
He went on the TV drunk and couldn't follow the conversation of Joe and B, and he embarrassed himself. And he got chirped and ribbed by the Caps guys. Some were kind of rude, including there was Japers Rink, I believe, was like especially hard on him.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
but who cares, Eric? You're attacked 100 times a day on Twitter. What do you care what anyone says about you anymore?
Was this pre Twitter?
No, Twitter started in 2007.
Okay,
but. No, I think those guys were... It just doesn't matter. Like, it didn't... Yeah, that was an unmitigated disaster. But no, but this is like a vanity project for Zach.
This is
like
completely...
No one, there's not like there's 20,000 people listening or watching this.
Don't... Do you
it's
feel...
It's on the second regional network channel for the hockey team.
Do you feel like this is a lot of legwork behind the scenes... Having topics and having stuff prepared for them.
I don't really understand all the production that's going into it. Like, it seems like a lot of work and a lot of buzz or emails or talk about
it. You're getting pinged a lot
when, like, the payoff just can't be. I mean, they got these things every other game. Tony P's doing one, or Tarek El Bashir's doing one, or LA in the Morning's doing one.
They just seem like they run themselves.
Just cranking them out.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
Just do your show, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many times do you have to be told? Sit on the couch.
Do your show.
Do your show and just talk to each other. You'll be somewhat entertaining. You always are.
What did you say? All right. Second period. Time for Jason's sports page.
Yeah. Jason would probably love that. Who will struggle the most, do you think? Hey, props to Cakes for having a set, by the way.
I know.
Telling those other two guys to get it together. You're a professional, basically. This is no big deal.
I think Cakes has like the most to lose. Follow me here. I think Cakes is really excited for it because also Cakes is a huge Caps fan too, and he knows a lot. That's why Cakes has like the most to lose from this, is that all of a sudden all the Caps faithful are watching, and then like he
chokes.
Yeah, he like chokes.
No, Jason, I think, will be the most off his game. It's because he's intimidated by the camera size, the bright lights. Eric is a red light guy. All right.
Okay.
When the camera's on, EB is a natural broadcaster. In that way, Jason needs to be 72 and sunny, I think.
All right. He's a house cat.
Yeah. And so I think, and it's just not like, he does better breaking stuff down or reading numbers. Right? Like, okay. He can't do that during the altcast. He's going to have to sit there and have a conversation with the guys and have opinions and just, you know, he just can't.
It's, I know.
He's
going exactly
to go back to, he's gonna have to go back into time to when he was.
On Bowie Cable.
Well, just like at the earlier days of the Junkies and loosen up a little bit.
It's easier. This is how I would frame it. It's easier in this studio setting that we have here to kind of disconnect from the show. You know what I mean? Like, right. if the guys are having a conversation, it's easier to not be a part of it in this radio setting.
You can punch out for 5 minutes knows or cares.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Except when you're doing that, when a big light's on you and the TV's there, you're kind of self-conscious about your lack of participation, or if you're just sitting there with your thumb up your ass.
Yeah,
I think that's the most scary part about it for Jason.
Let me ask you this: say it's Saturday afternoon, right? And you get a phone call, all right, and they say, "Hey, Valdez, all four of the Junkies got a mono. All right, they're out.
All right."
We need you and Drab to host the Altcast tonight. And you're going to be interviewing P.K. Subban and Rod Langford, all right?
Or Langway.
Whatever. Langway.
You called him Rob and Ron this week.
Right.
I know. Okay.
Could you do it? Could Valdez come up clutch in the last moments with his perfect chemistry with Drab? Could we sit down there? And we thought maybe even Mike Marr, they call it Behind the Glass.
Okay. All right.
Could we chit-chat our way through 2.5 hours of hockey talk? Or would it be an unmitigated disaster?
I think we could do it. I genuinely think we could do it.
I think we got a couple stories. We'll retell some of the same stories we told here on the air. I don't know what they would be.
Hey,
but
we would zoom in. We would zoom in AWOD. Right? Mm-hmm. For your guest. You know what? We would zoom in John DePompa.
Our hockey expert.
He knows a lot about hockey. What about our buddy Chris? We'll zoom in Chris.
Chris who?
McIntosh. Listener.
Oh, yeah. Why him?
He's a massive Caps fan.
Oh. Hell yeah. We can book it. We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I'm just saying.
No, we could just riff. Could we riff our way through 2 hours?
Could we fake it?
Could we fake it until we make it? I think we could.
Of course we could fake it.
Right. Last minute backup quarterback, Matt Valdez. Okay. You're in the game.
The bullpen. All right. No warm-up pitches.
I think we've been
in the business for long enough. I think we don't lack confidence. I think we could do it. Now, would we get a number? No.
Well, like a TV radio number?
Yeah, like a can we pull a number? No.
You never know. People might stop and be like, who are these two interesting guys?
Who is that bald guy? He's really spitting facts.
He's really cute.
Does that guy have a transplant on his head?
You know what? Let's take a quick break. I want to talk about the transplant a little bit more. Plus, we can talk about some holiday, maybe some nostalgia stuff, Valdez.
There was an article I really want to get into. The guys briefly touched on it on Monday.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. It's about something a little intimate in your childhood bed.
All right. You're listening to Bit Season. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 155. We got to let you know that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Drab has one right now, the sugar-free. I'm popping the little 2-ounce energy shot. I'm in a shot phase of my Don't Sleep Energy life, Drabby.
I'm
digging the shots more and more and more. You know what I like to do is I like to kind of put them in my water.
And a friend of mine in the broadcasting industry, Justin Schlegel up in Baltimore, told me that that's the way to do it. The energy drinks, you drop them in a 16-ounce bottle of water, dilutes them a little bit.
I'm really into it. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code Biddies to get 10% off every single order. That's promo code Biddies. Get some today. Get some swag. Walk around with a Don't Sleep Energy sweatshirt. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Speaking of great, you had a great conversation with a doctor off air. Care to explain to us what you're trying to do? I know this is what you're wrecking me about. Okay. All right. Is that
you think I'm being disingenuous?
No, I just you won't admit. That it's not, you didn't steal the idea, because I do know that you talked about going to Turkey with a bunch of people beforehand to get a hair transplant.
Yeah.
But this whole bald stool thing that has gone on the internet, where a bunch of employees over at Barstool who are balding went over to Turkey and got hair transplants, it like reignited your vigor for this promotion that you've had a long time?
Not necessarily, because I was thinking about this like a month ago, and I'm a little bit annoyed that I have had this idea for a long time. And I think it's the easiest sell in history, because probably about a third of our listeners are bald or losing their hair.
A third?
You don't think a third of men out there aren't balding?
That's a statistic seems kind of high. I mean,
just, now you're going to make me go to Bob. What percentage
of men are bald?
35-year-old males are balding. According to American Hair Loss Association, around 2/3 of men experience some degree of hair loss by the age of 35.
Okay. Let me
tell you something. Your hairline's not as far forward as it used to be. Now, you still got a great set of hair, but even Valdez, it's a little thinner on top than it used to be.
I disagree, but you are the expert.
I got an eye for this thing. Now, Mike Marr is much further along, and when he's 42 like me, he's going to have nubs hair. That's why he should join this trip. I think it's the easiest sell. They do this stuff all the time. Listener trips. Why aren't we doing a listener trip to Istanbul?
This is what I would say. I think it's a genius idea to include listeners in some sort of trip. I think that's a very good sell. Now, I will say, don't get offended.
I know. I'm not hot enough.
Yeah, you're not hot enough. You're not the salesman.
That's why I said Cakes has to go.
Contingent on Cakes going.
Cakes is the conductor of the whole thing. Yeah.
He is like the president. He's like the organizer, the leader.
Well, he's
the
shtick.
Minister of shtick and fun.
He's the manager of the trip, the tour guide,
the concierge,
the shtick master. Like, he'll just oversee the entire. He's the general manager of the trip.
He's like a casino host almost.
Yeah, so he's going to be the ringleader, and he'll come out to the dinners, because nobody wants to go on a trip with Drab. And Mike Marr. But if Cakes is there and we're getting hair transplants, I'm already getting messages, people saying they would go. And it's like,
I think it's a really good sale to do camaraderie and boys' night, boys' hair transplants. Like, that's a funny selling point.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's like a few thousand dollars.
I know, but you don't think...
I got a friend who lives in Paris. Okay. He had a girlfriend, and he would go to Turkey all the time. Dude, he would go to, like, the Nike store over there, and you're buying, like, fleeces to here that would be $100. Yeah. They're, like, $12 over there.
What's with Turkey?
They got a nubs
economy,
and the dollar is king. It just rules over there. So the hair transplant, that's why everyone's going there. A hair transplant in Turkey is like a few thousand dollars.
As opposed to here, where
you're talking tens of thousands.
Okay.
Plus, now, you get to go to a new country. You get to
explore.
Try
new foods.
You get to stay at a 5-star hotel. Plus, there's something to be said for it to be accepted. You know how like gays are flocked to San Francisco.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like a haven.
It's a bald haven.
Yeah, it's a bald gay haven.
It's not God gay. It's just a bald haven.
There's nothing wrong with 10 balding dudes.
I'm accepted over there. My kind is accepted over there.
Sharing a 5-star suite together. Yeah.
It's just like there's probably bald clubs over there.
Just like gay clubs.
Yeah. We're allowed to marry.
Yeah. But do you think women are like going to Brazil to get their butt lifts together?
Of course. Well,
that's a thing. Or they're going to get their boob jobs together.
Well, they go to like Mexico or the Dominican Republic. 100%. You read those stories all the time.
I know. I read about some girl who went there because it's cheaper, but they're not going there in groups and packs.
Those are a little more. First off, these are world class doctors. These are league leaders in innovation. Okay,
explain that to me.
It's their entire tourism industry. That's literally what people go to Turkey for. People go to Brazil to go to the carnival or see a. Christ the Redeemer, or to see San Paulo, whatever. There's a lot of things you go to. The only reason people are going to Turkey, I'm pretty sure, is for hair transplants.
caviar.
They got to be the best of the best.
Isn't Turkey known for silly caviar?
I thought Russia was known for their caviar.
Well, they are as well, but yeah. I think caviar is a big thing in Turkey as well.
I couldn't tell you much more about Turkey. Ottoman Empire.
Constantinople or something.
Alexander the Great. Yeah. He make it stop in Turkey.
So how many, like, what's the cap on guys then? Like, is 15 too many?
No, I think it's the more the merrier. It's like one of those, you need to hit a few, like, there's no trip unless 15 guys go, but we'll take up to 50 or 100, I don't know, whatever the number is.
It's like a golf trip, except for balds.
Yeah. Why not? We were doing the golf trip. We were talking about doing a golf trip with listeners to Ireland and Scotland.
Yeah, but that's
what's the difference?
Well, one's an activity. The other one is a transplant.
The activity is the shtick. Ooh, am I going to get to sit next to Mike Marr on the airline on the flight over? What the insiders are
bald air?
Okay. Yeah, we're taking bald air over there, but we're staying. We're gonna be loosey goosey. We're gonna be staying out late. We're gonna be going to the pool together in the hotel, playing Marco Polo. Then we'll go out to the clubs and then go. Like I said, we'll go to Salt Bay's restaurant.
Are you going to have like a final meal together?
Yeah, but it's a boys' trip. Exclusively boys. I guess some women can come. They get transplants.
I did see some of the clips from Baldstool.
Is that what they call it? I haven't even watched one. I'm protesting it. I haven't watched 1 second of it.
Because what, that would upset you that they have your idea and they ran with it?
Yeah.
They had video of everyone had like a partner, and like as they would get the procedure, some person would hold their hand.
Like a buddy system?
Yeah, like a buddy system. Would you have a buddy system, a bald buddy system?
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to put a lottery. I mean,
let Cakes be the bald matchmaker, and he finds out who can be your bald buddy, and then he'll link you up with him.
I'm all in. You want to go get some Middle Eastern food with me. We're gonna what do they eat in Turkey? Falafel.
Yeah,
falafel with me. All right.
Some kebab, olives,
all that. Yeah. It might be a little too far east. I don't know.
It was mentioned on the show of what you would be willing to do to secure this hair transplant. It was suggested that hair follicles.
Okay, that was stupid. I'm not doing that. You actually, you think I would do that? You think I want a piece of you and me forever?
Well, it was suggested that. I know you're so rick about it. But it was suggested that if Drab were to get a free hair procedure.
From an American doctor.
From an American doctor.
Because a guy called in and said that he would do it for free.
Yes. And basically, Drab's connection to the show is helping his ability to get this transplant for free. And because of his connection through the show, he should have the show be a part of him forever. And we suggested that we take a pubic hair from me, Cakes, JP, Mar, Lurch, and EB, and have it implanted in Drab's skull. That way, he's wearing our pubes on his head for the rest of his life.
I bring like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Are you saying that you're reneging on that offer?
I'm reneging on that offer. I don't want your curly hairs in my head. Not even if it's one hair. EB's got white hair. You think we can find
one dark one.
No, he's got no dark hair. His hair is white.
We can find it. We can definitely find a dark
one. You're not far behind.
Okay.
You think I want ginger Mike Mars pubes in my hair?
We space it out. We plant it like it's a crop.
Yeah, JP probably doesn't have pubes, all right?
That's a great thing. JP said, hey, give me about 2 weeks. I'll give you one.
That's a lock.
How
weird is that?
He's got some rash.
Yeah.
Right? Some razor burn.
Yeah, yeah. Ingrown hair.
So that's a no. You're out.
I'm leaning towards no. But if Dr. Doug says, hey, Drab, your word is your word, and I'm not doing this procedure unless you put a couple of these pubes in your hair, then I would have to seriously consider it. My hair is straight. If I grow my hair out, my hair is straight.
I know, but you're taking one. You'd have one curly hair, or you would have six curly hairs. Out of your thousands of hairs in your head, six would be curly.
I could probably go for it.
I would like to pick the spot.
I know. Let me put it on your forehead.
I want to pick my plot of land.
Okay. All right.
I want that beachfront property right in the front so I can see it every day.
All right.
Oh, sadistic.
I'm open to it.
Okay.
All right.
Sadistic.
Is it not? It's a great idea.
I mean, dude,
there's so many listeners of ours who are bald. Who wants to go to South Africa with JP? By the way, I keep mentioning that because CK brought that back up, that's a possibility. Why go to South Africa with JP?
Yeah, why do a cruise with your... why go to the ranch with
Don
Imus?
You don't think it's going to be fun when you and Drab go to the Turkish ice cream stand and that guy's waving that thing around and we try to grab the ice cream cone and he whips it away.
Yeah, he's flipping it around.
We keep whiffing, yeah. And then we go get some Turkish coffee afterwards.
Oh, I've seen where the sand's so hot it's boiling the water.
Yeah. Are we on to something?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, it's a boys trip. It's going to be fun.
Drab's the type of person, too. And
the problem is no sales guys listen to our show.
Yeah, I know. Drab, I'm very comfortable doing stuff by myself.
Yeah.
Like I could go play golf by myself. I could go to a movie by myself. I could go to dinner by myself.
No.
Drab always needs company.
No.
Yes.
No. I go to movies by myself all the time. I love that. I would go to the end of the world for I'm trying to get a free transplant. I'm trying to get mine comped.
Okay.
All right. Plus, I like trips. I, I, Okay. I'm a wanderer. What are they?
Nomad.
No, wanderlust.
Wanderlust.
Wanderlust. I'm a wanderlust, Valdez. Okay. I don't need you to tag along.
I just seem like trying to put this
no,
all together.
Don't let Drab fool you.
Drab.
I get a free transplant. Everybody else has to pay.
I know, but like you need like. Whenever you went to McDonald's, you always needed Adam to walk with you or tag along with you. Like you're just
I like schtick. I like schtick.
I know. I'm just saying. Like you're not as much of a loner as other people.
I got like no friends. I don't know. I hang out by myself all the time.
Okay. It's just I don't know. I understand why you want
to. No. I'm telling you. I'm trying to get Mein Kampf.
I know.
All right.
You're saying Mein Kampf more than Hitler.
I'm trying to get more people on the trip so my mind is free.
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yes, I get it. Hey, one more thing we wanted to bring up. And like we said, it was barely mentioned on the show on Monday. And it was a New York Post story. Which, by the way, that also put that on my it ricks me list.
What's that?
Is whenever we have a story that's out of the New York Post, Cakes, for whatever reason, just slams the Post as if it's some sort of tabloid trash, and like they can't put together an article.
I know. What is Cakes? Some like Pulitzer Prize winner where he's too good for the New York Post?
I've never seen someone respect journalism more than Cakes in my life.
Okay, the New York Post, they're known for they're mostly known for like their tabloid covers.
Yeah, also
and their headlines.
And it's their spicy stories. We're doing a spicy radio show.
Yeah.
Cakes thinks he's some sort of poet laureate. I don't understand. I don't understand it. When it goes, it's from the New York Post.
It must be nonsense.
But the article that came out is why Americans are planning for holiday hookups in their childhood beds, which seems pretty spicy to me. I never knew that was a thing. Is going back to the like whenever you would go home for Christmas, you would sleep in your bed.
Yeah.
Right. But I didn't know people went out and sought out sex in their childhood bed as if it was some sort of titillating fantasy. That was a new one to me. Like you're looking forward. Like, you know how people look forward to sex in a hotel?
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't think people would look forward to sex in your childhood bed.
It seems
awkward.
It is a little bit awkward. I've had the opportunity to do that a few times over the years. But it's not really my childhood bed because, first off, my parents moved when I was a senior in high school. And then they moved again while I was in college. So now the home that I go to when I go to Spokane I've only been an adult since they've been in that home. So it's not quite the same. But there is something about poning with your parents downstairs that is exhilarating in their home.
I would find that not revolting, but just scary because when you have these old homes, the walls are paper thin. Like the
what are you, some cocksman where your lovely woman is screaming her brains out?
I'm not giving her the high hard one where she's like a soprano screaming out. I'm just saying like the air ducts. You can just hear everything going on in the house because it's so old. Like you can hear your dad's TV downstairs. You can hear people talking next door because the air ducts are connected. The bed is the squeakiest bed in the world. How are you supposed to have sex on that bed? It's not comfortable. You're thinking about your mom barging in, telling you she made a pie if you wanted a piece.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something that I would look forward to, but
you're saying it's happened.
I haven't turned down the opportunity.
It wouldn't be a turn on to me. It was a turn on to you.
No, but sex is sex.
When you feel in the urge and it's presented in front of you.
Yeah, but how do you get the urge in your childhood?
Well, you see your girl in her sexy panties in front of you changing or something. And you get sized.
You know what?
And you want to hit skins real quick.
You know why sex on your childhood bed would be just an awful experience?
Because you got a nub's creaky bed.
Well, no, that's part of it. Yeah. And the mattress is lumpy and you're fearful about everyone opening the door or hearing or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's because the person's bed that you're poning on, right? If you go over to Sarah's childhood home and you're having sex on her childhood bed.
Oh, I forgot it from her point of view. Yeah, I've done that too.
Okay. She's probably thinking about the captain of the football team that tagged her in that bed when her parents were on vacation.
Yeah, I think Tommy did tag her in that bed probably. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She's not thinking about you and your balding head and you keeping your shirt on. She's thinking about when she was 17 and went home from school to study. And the running back slang.
Yeah, her parents went out for dinner.
Yes. And they.
Uh-huh. Didn't really think about it from that perspective, to be honest with you.
I just blew your mind.
That's probably what is happening.
I wouldn't want.
And I can't say that, I didn't think of.
I was just going to say.
Some old flame when I did it in my parents' house.
I mean, sex on your, it would transport you back to when you're 16,
Randy,
17.
Yeah. Uncontrollable urges.
Yes. And I'm sure Sarah wouldn't want you thinking about your high school girlfriend that you brought over when your parents were out of town.
Why didn't the junkies play along in that segment? Why didn't they talk about. Eric can't talk about poning D at Mrs. B's house. No, like he's never done that. Like,
no, you, my friend, you have some massive balls.
Thank you. Oh, because I brought up
you have the biggest set of balls I've ever seen in my life.
Well, someone had to say it.
You're the Dan Campbell of radio.
You think those? you think Meg and Cooper you just be sitting around playing Trivia Pursuit over the holidays?
No,
they're going to be sneaking downstairs to Meg's old bedroom, turning off the lights, and getting freaky. They're grown, and that's what's going to happen.
I know, but the fact that you brought that up,
I just can't believe they weren't thinking that.
Head in the sand.
I mean, Cakes has got 100 kids that have significant others. They're always at the house. They're probably under that Brooks-like jersey in their living room after Cakes goes to bed. Kurt's slipping his hand underneath the blanket of his lovely girl.
That's her.
No, but and they're getting frisky.
I think we were all. I thought of it, but I can't believe you had the balls to say it.
Well, I was getting ricked because they weren't playing along. They weren't telling old stories. I mean, they can't say Eric can't talk about answer a question if he's ever and Dean have ever smashed Mrs. B's house.
Do you have a
fetish?
No. Like the bed that you have, it's like. Is it your old bed? Because that's also part of the problem. Mm-mm. Is that the bed and the bed frame are so old. All right. I mean, I think.
My parents have nubs beds. My mom went through this phase where she wanted. This is hard to explain, but like the room that we. It's got like hospital beds in them. It would be like a Patch Adams bed or something. You know what I mean? Like where they got like two beds in a room and you twin bed.
It's like a metal frame. It's like L-shaped.
It's like a metal frame. I don't know. It's too hard to explain.
Okay. Well, just that's also part of the reason is like you one thrust that bed could just break to the ground and then you got to explain why the bed's broken. Right.
Yeah. My parents also have no blinds on their windows in the guest room. Yeah. It's so weird. And so I think because their house is like in the wilderness. And so they want to be open to the environment. And so you're just like poning in front of an open window, in front of a moose. Yeah, there's moose always in our yard.
You feel like God's watching because it's like out in the mountains. It's just the whole
sun,
thing is
the sunlight's peering.
Yeah, the whole thing's uncomfortable.
But then
I have done it.
And then you know, at the end of the trip, okay, what it's like the 27th, 28th after Christmas, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you got a big load of laundry. You're taking down right? And your parents and you go home. You're never washing the sheets, and then all of a sudden. You got a big hamper full of a comforter.
Oh, Mom, I got to do the. I got to wash my clothes before I fly back.
Yeah, I mean, come on. There's you never more right. of a sign. Is your childhood bedroom? Is it exactly intact of when you left?
Again, I know my parents have just changed houses a couple times, so it's not my room anymore. My room's gone.
Mine looks exactly. How I left.
Hey, don't take this the wrong way, but every time you bring up your parents' house, I have no idea. I just know it's on the Magathy. But for some reason, you always talk about how it's like untouched and all that stuff.
Like stuck in time.
Stuck in time. I envision like you going down these really creaky stairs to the basement, like a small basement where like, I don't know, like Bret the Hitman Hart would like have the wrestling den in. And they have these old... you know how like these homes in the 70s had wood paneling?
Yes. Okay. Wood, no.
Like, don't tell me your home has wood paneling on the walls.
Wood paneling downstairs in the basement.
Not these. You have to have them update that. That's exactly what I've been envisioning your home for the last 15 years.
It's a you walk in, it's a split foyer.
Okay. Right. Yes, split level.
Split foyer upstairs takes you right into the living room. Downstairs, small basement den with a huge area that me and my brother would wrestle in.
Right.
Okay. It also has room for a ping pong table, but nothing's there anymore. And then along the lower third uh-huh. of the walls is the wood paneling with the...
Oh, it's only the lower third.
It's, yeah.
That's a little better than head to toe no, carpet not, no, to ceiling.
No, and then it has like a little edge that you can, like mm-hmm. goes all the way around that's
you
covered
put your
in
beer
pictured.
Okay, yeah, you have,
or
on
family
it.
Pictures.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And then there's a big wooden pole in the middle of the whole basement.
Oh, that's holding up the house?
Holding up that holds up the house.
How many times have you like tackled your brother into that thing?
Oh, a billion times. I've hit my head on that thing 10 billion times, uh-huh. Along with the pellet stove. Stove
that's in the corner.
Well, we used to have a real one,
uh-huh.
and then there's a little tiny bar in the corner. It looks like a bar that you would see at your holiday party. That's
oh, nice, classy.
That's in the corner there with all my dad's
stocked up
decanters, stocked up. It has my dad's gun is behind the bar. Mm-hmm. That he shoots the squirrel. It's a pellet gun. It's not like a real. He shoots the squirrels with because they eat through the screened in porch. So my dad gets sliced the slug beers and they shoot at squirrels in
sounds
the backyard.
Like, sounds like a great retirement. You know what? But we'll be the same way. Like when we're your parents' age, we'll have the same house probably. Not quite the same, yeah. But and our kids will come home and phone it in their childhood bedroom. Probably.
Did I ruin it for you?
What?
By making you think the reverse.
Reverse what?
Just about like when you're at your in-laws and you're in your...
Oh, no.
I felt bad because I thought I may have ruined it for you. I might have ruined the fantasy.
I'm under no delusion that I'm the first.
I know, but I just...
And the best.
I just didn't know if you were thinking about
I know my place. I know where I'm at the pecking order. I mean... It's not, yeah. Long, many years of disappointment for Sarah Cahill.
Hey, does she have a football uniform for you to wear?
Yeah, put this. Yeah, put
this jersey on.
Yeah, put this quarterback jersey on.
Hair bang me while I wear this Letterman jacket.
He was the homecoming king. You loser. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Yeah. A little shorter than an hour today, but it is what it is. Don't forget, put it on your calendar. Take the time off now. Next Friday, you're coming out to the Junkies Holiday Show. We've been rebranded. We're only calling it the Holiday Show.
Yeah. You know what? Show up in a Bit Season shirt.
But there will be drinking. We just can't call it the drinking show.
Yeah. Come out, say hi to us at MGM. We would love that.
Dude, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah. And you know what? Watch the All Cast, too.
and watch the Altcast. All right. A lot to talk about next week. Definitely. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye.